This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, first YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. As yesterday, great event. Everyone that came out, listened, was part of it. Birds at the half. And then, of course, our guest bartending alongside Jordan Mailata and Elaine Johnson. Brandon Graham came out. Great event last night at Chickens and Pizza, South Philly. Appreciate everyone being there. Everyone that gave an extra tip for the Travis Mannion Foundation, bought some drinks. You know, obviously, you know, all the proceeds and percentage of crab fries sold. Just a special event for a great cause of the Travis Mannion Foundation yesterday. So thanks again, anyone that came out and listened. It was part of yesterday at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. But I went home last night after bartending, and I put the Sixers on, and it stunk. It stunk. It stunk. It stunk. It stinks out loud. That's how bad the Sixers are right now. 2-12, the worst record in the NBA, a bottom 5 point differential in the NBA. They have earned their bad record. This is not a good basketball team right now. Joel Embiid was better last night. Not great. I mean, he's flopping around. You know, he had a bad pass at the end. But at least he had a pulse on the offensive end and put some points on the board and made some shots last night, which was nice to see. Unfortunately, the re-injury now to Paul George. We'll see how severe that is with the hyperextension of the same knee. I thought Maxey was very rusty. McCain was probably the most consistent player again, as he's been the most of the season. But now at 2-12, we have to ask the question, and we have to talk about the reality here. 2-12 in the NBA, when you're not trying to lose, when you have a team that people believe could have competed for an NBA championship, right? This isn't, you know, they're not the Utah Jazz. This isn't the Washington Wizards, who are clearly tanking for Cooper Flagg. Like, this is a team that people believed before the season would win over 50 games and would go deep in the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. Right now, they look like one of the worst teams, if not the worst team, in the NBA. So when that happens, the question is raised fairly, and you have to consider what happens now. Who gets fired? And really, we'll start with the head coach. Should Nick Nurse be fired for his role in this? He obviously is struggling right now to get this team to play cohesive basketball, to get back on the defensive end, to be on the same page, to look like they have a pulse. The body language last night from Embiid stinks. It always stinks. He looks like he's, you know, just going to give up, and it's November. I'm getting April, early May body language from Joel Embiid in November. I can't do that. So it goes back to Nick Nurse and his imprint on this thing. Obviously, you have the situation a couple nights ago where you have a team meeting, never great this early in the season. Tyrese Maxey calling out Joel Embiid. Embiid pretending he didn't know what the heck was going on afterwards. Now that's all out in the open. You got Embiid last night, woe is me, you know, calling the person who leaked that a piece of bleep, and then saying basically, you know, everything gets blown out of proportion because it's me. So the woe is me act from Joel Embiid, and hovering over all this is the head coach and Nick Nurse. Let me make it clear to start. I would not fire Nick Nurse. I understand how this works, and if this continues, I do believe he will get fired. I wouldn't fire him. I like Nick Nurse. I think Nick Nurse is a good coach. And, you know, part of this is just following his career, a champion, what he did with the Toronto Raptors. Now, I do think Nick Nurse may have a style and may have a personality that after a while it doesn't lend itself to, you know, 10 years in the same spot. I don't know if he's going to be able to be Steve Kerr for the Sixers or Greg Popovich and kind of continue to get through to players very, very long after he started in his tenure with that particular franchise. You know, you kind of saw it fizzle out after a little bit in Toronto. But I'm not interested in firing Nick Nurse right now. In fact, I like that Nick Nurse is pretty blunt about all this. I like that Nick Nurse is tired of the BS. And I have no idea who leaked what happened in that team meeting to the media. There's been a lot of speculation. We did a little reckless speculation ourselves on the midday show of who it could have been, like what parties stood to benefit from that. And I think you could kind of connect some dots, maybe some of the vets on this team that either just got here or been here and are tired of this. They don't have much time left in the NBA. And they're like, this is our star player and he's late to things. This is BS. Let's ring him out, you know, ring him out where everyone knows. So you kind of can think about those names, Gordon and Drummond. And I don't know. I'm just saying those are like, it's ideas of that. I'm not saying those guys would do it. I don't know those guys. But that kind of fits a profile for me as a vet of a player that maybe is tired. I could see that. I could also see Nurse being the one that leaked it because maybe Nick Nurse wants to get a little heat off himself and to make everyone aware what he's got to deal with here. That wouldn't surprise me. Now, this is year two of Nick Nurse here. He gave Joel the benefit of that the year one, that he had to grow up and be better and be on time. And then we're in year two and the team is struggling and it's all going to point back to the head coach who very well could get fired in the next 2 weeks if they keep losing basketball games. And you wonder like, hey, is it him that put it out there? And now you have this under the radar rift between Joel and whoever he thinks put it out there to the media if he is starting to point fingers. So there's that element. And there's the element of they're just playing bad basketball. But let me give you a few reasons why I would not fire Nick Nurse right now. Number one, I like that they have an adult in the room there that at least doesn't take BS and isn't going to just acquiesce to the player because they're the player. I don't think Nick Nurse does that. I think Doc Rivers does it. Brett Brown kind of was forced to do it even when he didn't want to. He tried to put his foot down one time and everyone laughed. Or, you know, the thing with Ben Simmons, where he's going to shoot a 3.5 or a 3 a game, and they never did. So Brett tried. I just think they coddled those guys when they were young so much that Brett didn't really have any power. And then it all kind of blew up. Doc didn't try. He coddled them. When he did push back, Ben ran out of town. And I think we have to be fair about this. Nick Nurse is doing something that most coaches haven't done with Joel, assuming he is being a little more hard on him. You know, if I had to guess, I would have guessed that Nick Nurse probably, encouraged or did not discourage Tyrese Maxey from speaking up, from being a leader there. And I'm sure he knew what he was going to say. And I like that. I like that there's a different approach now to handling Joel Embiid and handling a team that's coming in below expectation. I like that. So I don't want to remove that coach. And I also think if we play it out, let's say it is Nurse that is either behind the message to Embiid or behind the leak or whatever. If they get Nurse out of here, just powers Embiid more. Like the first time someone really called you out or the first time the organization the first time a locker room meeting happened, the coach that allowed that locker room meeting, which then pointed fingers at Joel, the first time that happens, we get him out of here. That's a bad message. It's like we can't have any accountability around here. So I like that Nurse is overseeing a team right now that at least allows that accountability towards Joel Embiid. I think that's good. I also think Nick Nurse's track record should mean something. We're talking about a championship coach. We're talking about a coach that won a championship with a team that wasn't supposed to. A coach that has been a really good tactician, X's and O's, in his career. Now, I know...
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This year has been bad, and I'm not trying to defend his coaching in the games this year. I think there's been some issues and the team not responding. But I also think we got to have some fairness to this. Like, Paul George might be cooked or banged up or a combination of banged up and about to be cooked. That's a bad signing by Daryl Morey. I didn't like that from the jump. I mean, you go back in the archives of this podcast. I said the George thing is going to be a disaster. He's just never healthy. And he's older now. Like, that anyone with a half a brain could have seen this coming. that Paul George was not going to play a lot of games. And he wasn't, you know, he's probably going to decline here pretty quickly. He's had a lot of mileage, and he's the kind of player that hits their late 30s, and it's like, eh, he's not that good anymore. He's not that great anymore, I should say. You know, he's a okay player for, you know, a lot of money per season. So that's not on Daryl Morey. The Joel Embiid situation is obviously not on this is all on Daryl Morey. This is not on Nick Nurse. The Embiid's body and Embiid's physicality and Embiid's mental stuff, that's not on Nick. This predates him. This is a deteriorating player that's been going on like this for a long time. And the same thing with Paul George. So I can't blame him for that. They haven't had continuity. Maybe if the star player shows up on time, we can get everyone on the same page when it comes to coaching and practice and all that kind of stuff. So I throw that in the mix. I also throw in the mix that one of the few bright spots, maybe the only bright spot the Sixers have had this season is Jerry McCain. Well, who gave him the opportunity to become that? That's Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse has helped him come along as a player and has now inserted him to more minutes and more minutes. They've given him more run here as a rookie, and he looks like the favorite for the rookie of the year in the NBA. So Nick Nurse had a lot of development stories in his career from his time back in the, you know, lower levels to Europe, to all the championships he's won, to what he did with some of those Raptors players like Fred VanVleet. Like, he's had development stories as a coach. I don't want to move off that for a team that could be in development mode very quickly here. I mean, this thing could topple over, if it hasn't already, to where they have to start trading away big pieces and they consider the Joel Embiid thing next summer. I'd like Nurse to be a rock on this thing to help move this thing forward. So I don't think they're 2-12 because of him. I like that he has a locker room right now that is free to call out their star player. I think the George and Embiid deterioration is not on him. And I'm not letting Daryl Morey pick another coach. I mean, you got to be kidding me. We're going to go from Doc Rivers to Nick Nurse to who? Who's going to coach the team next? And Morey just gets to skate by? Like, if I'm Josh Harris, and everyone hates Josh Harris here, and we don't want to, you know, think he has a half a brain. But if I'm Josh Harris, after the season, I'll consider cleaning the whole thing out. But I'm not just firing Nick Nurse today and expecting this thing to just turn around like that. It's probably going to turn around on merit anyway, if they can ever get healthy. Because if you watch a game with McCain and Maxey in the backcourt and George and Embiid, and they're all healthy, they should win basketball games. Like, they should win some basketball games. So I'm not willing to just move off of Nick Nurse today and let someone else by accident win some games and they get fooled and thinking that guy's a good coach. I'm not going there. You know, I am very open, and you hear it on this podcast, you hear it on WIP, to firing people when I think people deserve firing. I said that about Nick Sirianni at the end of last year. I wanted him fired. I said that about Joe Girardi in May of 2022. I wanted him fired. I am not quick to fire people, though. I think I get a reputation as that. I'm really not. I mean, I never called for Doug's firing him into the end. I wanted to keep him for another year. Back in the day, I would have given Chip another year. I mean, both those things were probably mistakes, but that's how I felt then. I'm not a big fire of the guy. You know, I actually thought Doc Rivers, he got blamed for the ills of Harden and Embiid. And I didn't think that was Doc's fault, what happened in that playoff series against the Boston Celtics. So, whatever. Doc Rivers is gone. I didn't lose any sleep, but I wasn't banging the table, fire Doc Rivers. I'm not usually a fire the coach guy. That is not, I haven't said a word about, in fact, I like Rob Thompson. I wanted to keep Rob Thompson for the most part the last couple of years. I acknowledge some of Rob Thompson's faults, but I've never got on WIP and said, fire Rob Thompson. And I think he's a good manager. I think Nick Nurse is a good coach. I want to keep him around. But I know this conversation is about to begin. You can't have a 2-12 team with this much star power and this many big names and this big of expectations and have the worst record in the Eastern Conference. You just can't do it. And without someone losing their job. We've all been around sports way too long to know how this works. Someone's getting fired soon. If they don't start winning basketball games, like, they're not just going to go 3-24 or 4-20 and no one's going to lose their job. It's not going to happen. Someone's going to lose their job. And the report came out yesterday that Nurse and Morey are safe. That feels like, you know, trying to kind of calm this fire down a little bit because everyone knows what's about to, the questions that are about to be asked. Like, hey, Nick, are you worried about your job? Hey, Daryl, if you're ever willing to talk, are you worried about your job? I think Daryl Morey has done the far worse job than Nick Nurse has, all things considered. Far worse job. The star player is never healthy. The new star is banged up all the time. Maxey missed time. McCain's been the most consistent player. They have an old and slow bench. Doesn't shoot enough threes. I mean, what do you want the head coach to do? To go out there and put the ball in the basket himself? To shoot threes himself? They're getting out threed in a lot of these games by a mile. I'll pull up the box score from last night. How many more threes the Memphis Grizzlies, who, by the way, started Scottie Pippen Jr. last night. You know, Scottie Pippen Jr. spells his name differently than his dad. I had him, like, make sure. I'm like, wait, that's Scottie Pippen Jr.'s son. Why isn't he spelled? Why is Scottie spelled different? He's got the junior. I thought the junior signified you're the exact same name. Maybe I'm the dummy. I have no idea. But I was like, wait a second. That is Scottie Pippen Jr., is it not? Team stats last night, 117-111, the Grizzlies, shorthanded, beat the Sixers. Last night, the Grizzlies took 10 more threes, made 8 more threes. I remember having a conversation in this podcast 2 or 3 years ago during the Sixers, I guess it was 2 years ago, Sixers-Celtics playoff series, right around the time this podcast launched. And the Sixers have a math problem. They just have a math problem. They don't make enough threes. In a league where everyone's shooting 53 tonight, you got to make threes. And you got to attempt threes, obviously, to make threes. And if you don't, you will lose. But the Sixers' field goal percentage last night was not significantly worse. It was 44-8 to 48-2. That's not much of a difference. Their free throw made, they attempted 8 more free throws. They made 6 more free throws. They, you know, you go kind of go through. Points off turnovers wasn't that different. Fast break points wasn't that different. Fouls wasn't that different. Points conceded off of turnovers wasn't that different. The biggest differentiator was the 8 more threes. That's 24 points. 24 points for the Grizzlies in the realm of three-pointers the Sixers did not create last night. So that's on roster construction. Nick Nurse knows the math. Nick Nurse gets it. He knows what we're doing here in terms of math to win basketball games. Paul George, 1 of 6, 0 of 2 from 3. Martin, who has just not been a good signing for the Sixers. Everyone got excited with that. There was a reason that Caleb Martin was available for like a 1-year deal after the first wave of free agency. He's not very good. Caleb Martin, so far this season, is shooting, what do we got for the season? He's shooting 31% from 3. I mean, these are things that are not on the head coach. I would not fire Nick Nurse right now. I know there's an appetite to fire someone. I like Nurse. I think he's a good coach. I think he's a product right now of a mess of a team built by Daryl Morey and a mess of a culture that Joel Embiid has been the driving force of for a decade here in Philadelphia. Should the Sixers fire Nick Nurse? I say no. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast. Of course, the YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.